This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
They all occurred in like a 4 or 5 day period. I, of course, am talking about Nick Lofton. Got the call up when we left you guys on Friday's show. Nick Lofton was called up. Of course, Hunter Renfrow was DFA'd. Then yesterday, John Rave got the call up. And that was a name that for weeks and weeks had been discussed. Hey, he's doing well in AAA. If you need just some incremental improvement offensively, could he be a guy that helps you? He made his MLB debut yesterday for the Royals, and what was just an ugly day, I think, to be out at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals didn't play that well. It was raining throughout the entire game. It was just one of those ugly games. Michael Lorenzen didn't have his best stuff. It was really rough. They were hitting him around early on in the game. And after the holiday weekend, here they are 55 games in, and the Royals are an historically bad pace offensively. We all know where the offensive numbers have been. But no team has scored fewer than 6.8 runs per game since 1972. And right now they're on like a 6.59 runs per game average across the first 54, 55 games.
When you hear that, you're like, how do they have a winning record?
Well, we know the answer to that, but yeah.
I know, but like your initial instinct would be like, not should this just be a team that's struggling. This should just straight up be a bad team. With an offense performing at that level, it should just be a bad baseball team. The most encouraging thing, if you're just trying to wake up in the morning and put a smile on your face, is they're not. They're a winning baseball team because the offseason plan of pitching is still going gangbusters. Doesn't matter the fact that Michael Lorenzen got beat up yesterday. People will have bad starts. Noah Cameron was even better somehow. Now he's getting the strikeouts. Immediately, because I was like, well, until the strikeouts kick up, it's hard to believe it. Immediately has like a 7 or 8 strikeout game. Okay, so now that looks okay. But at this point, it's no longer I can just keep telling you, oh, it'll all be fine. They're still scoring no runs. And now one of the guys I told you they needed to get back and hitting, Vinny, is hitting .350 this month. And it's not solving the offensive problems because it happened to coincide with a 10-day stretch of some quieter Bobby. And Salvi's still not hitting. And not getting anything out of the bottom part of the order again, where some of those guys are slightly productive, but not the run-producing guys. And so it's hard not to be not just frustrated, incredibly frustrated to the lineup that is, if there's a year where you're going to make a trade early to do something about offense, I'm not sure why this isn't the one.
This would be it, but
that's why it's Rave. That's why it's Lofton. They're trying anything.
Yeah, at this point, we've talked about the off-season issue clearly. Right, a miscalculation. They didn't get done what they needed to at the corner outfield spots like that. At this point now, it's about what can they do to fix that. I think we all recognize opening day Melendez and Renfrow did not pan out. No kidding. Neither one is with the big league club. One's not going to be with the organization here very soon. And talking about Hunter Renfrow, obviously with him being designated for assignment. But now you're like, oh, okay, well, how do you fix that? What can be done? And I think they're doing minor moves right now that can actually be accomplished. We'll see if they can help them at all. John Rave, he's played one game, so we're not going to know for a bit, okay?
No.
You know what I mean? It's one
and
game.
And good for him. Congratulations on making your major
absolutely.
League debut.
Absolutely. And Nick Lofton obviously actually did help them win a baseball game over the weekend and was really impressive in his first game of 2025. But for them, we know that the outside organizational help is likely still a month or more away. That's just the reality of the situation. Can they stay afloat till then? Can they have improved offense till that point in time? You know, where I think in terms of being overly critical of that for the offense, that's going to be if we get a month plus from now when it's obvious that trade opportunities exist and if they don't take a decent swing towards acquiring a bat. If they don't do that, then everybody, I think, at that point in time has a right to be very, very upset. Right now, if your argument is, well, they got to get better on offense, I think we unfortunately have to wait a month from it. If you're saying they got to go get somebody, if it's just, hey, you're frustrated that Salvi's not hitting, I'm right there with you. He has not been good this season. You mentioned, Cody, you went through a couple names. Michael Massey obviously has been very disappointing so far here in 2025. It's an obvious observation from everybody. But it's either going to be that they go in a month plus from now and acquire a bat, that Cags eventually gets called up, maybe sooner rather than later, the way things are trending. We'll see. We'll talk about him in just a bit. Otherwise, this offense is not going to improve. Like that, it's very clear that they have to get outside help.
Yes.
Very clear. It's just you can't do it on May 27th. Nobody's trading anybody.
So can you, then the question becomes, can you stay afloat long enough with your pitching in order to, you know, survive, I guess, long enough in order to make it work? And so like that part of it is, yeah, it just creates an issue. Like it creates an issue of how long can you do this? And more importantly, it starts to create this kind of, I wonder, and I always wonder this with any team. I think we pretend like it's not the case. Can you keep the team on the same side? Because what you have to avoid at this point is a division. And I'm not saying they're there yet. I don't think they're there yet. I don't think that's occurred. I think the team is still unified. Otherwise, they would be a non-winning team, in my opinion, if they weren't unified against us. But at some point, like if you're on the pitching staff, coach, you're like, hey, want to chip in? You know, as of right now, they're in a playoff spot. A third of the way through the season, they're on pace for 86, 87 wins, whatever it is. They're no different than they were last year from a record standpoint by the end of the season. But it is important. I think we'll talk about this more later in the week. To point out that last year, the Royals team front ran and they were 10, 15 games above 500 pretty consistently the entire year and then stabilized to be the 500 baseball team, not the way they're doing it now. And so, yeah, the offense at this point, I don't have any way to sugarcoat it. It is, by all accounts, the worst offense in baseball. They possess a limited amount of power. They have not hit well with runners in scoring position. They do not have enough guys getting on base, and several of their major contributors have had either slow starts to the season or just have never got their season started. And because of that, it is, you know, a little bit of a challenge, obviously, to consistently see it go that way.
Yeah, I think there's only two internal moves left they can make that might help the offense.
One is a guy that's obvious, and we can talk about that in a
couple
minutes.
I think there's only two internal moves they can make to help the offense. The rest is still hoping that some of these guys that have a career history of hitting well, Salvador Perez, you'd make the trade, which I think we're still a month away. And obviously the two internal options, one is Jack Caglione. We're going to get to him in a bit. And the other would be maybe Cam Devaney at some point in time if Michael Massey doesn't get going here very, very quickly.
And they're just doing those like is one at a time. Okay. Cavan, you're not hitting. Welcome, Rave. A couple of weeks before, you know, like they're doing them as a slow trickle because no team in the history of baseball has ever just taken three guys hitting well in AAA, plugged them into the major league lineup and said, you're our big leaguers now, not those other guys. Yeah. And so you tend to do these things as a slow trickle and you give more time for more players to come around and start contributing. But as you pointed out, that just the runs per game right now, it's so low right now. It's just kind of going to be a problem.
6.6 runs per game.
You can't ignore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.